All right, we continue girl chat, and Melanie has just laid out how she and her husband obviously felt about their children, their two girls, you know, prioritizing going to church, seeing that as something that was really important. They wanted that for them, but then they actually developed a taste to go to church themselves, that became their own priority. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Olivia, did you struggle with that at all? Was that a hard thing for you?
Honestly, growing up, just coming from the other side of what my mom was saying, growing up, even going to church never felt like an obligation. And
yes.
Never felt like you must go to church on Sunday. It was a way of life. We grew up loving the presence of God to where me and Mackenzie, we desired church. And it's not even church, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
We desired Jesus, the presence of Jesus.
Aww.
And I was, even while she was speaking, I thought of Psalms 27, where David is saying, "The one thing I ask of the Lord and the thing I seek most is to dwell in the house of the Lord." And I believe that growing up and being in the house of God, it came to a point where there was a decision I made because of an encounter I had with Jesus. Because, you know, you can grow up in church, you can hear it, your parents can be Christians, but there comes a turning point where you make the decision, am I going to follow Jesus because I have encountered Jesus and I love him, or am I following Jesus because it's my parents? And at 13 years old, I encountered and tasted and saw the presence of Jesus in a tangible way, and from that point onward, I knew I just wanted Jesus. So if that looked like church, that looked like church. If that looked like not doing sports and being on the worship team instead, it never felt like a sacrifice. It never felt like a sacrifice to not do certain things that other people my age were doing, because I just had the desire in my heart. I want to be where the Lord is. I want to be in his presence, and I want to be in his house. And that has sustained me for now 22 years. But when I had that encounter at 13, almost 10 years now from that place, I can say that my heart has not changed in that.
That's Olivia Bradley here on 102.3 Proclaim FM, one of three lovely ladies who are related here in the studio. Your sister Mackenzie's here. Your mom is here. I'm here. I'm your sister in the Lord too. But
yes.
Boy, that was beautiful. I've got a song for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay.